It's estimated that 35% of women worldwide have experienced either physical or sexual intimate partner violence or sexual violence by a non-partner at some point in their lives. In some countries, this is as high as 70%. Today, we are talking about Sustainable Development Goal 5, gender equality, and focusing particularly on violence in this window. My name's Patrick.
My name's Malik.
My name's Tavion.
My name's Joaquin.
My name's Jack.
My name's Jason.
To start us off today, I'd like to talk about that of all the women who were victims of homicide globally in 2012, it was estimated that half were killed by intimate partners or family members. Does that, like, seem surprising?
Yeah, my family members do.
The state we are in our world, and by the stereotype and by the things that the men have made about being the superior gender from the women, I do not find that surprising at all. What do you guys think?
I don't even know, to be honest.
What do you think it should be, right?
Definitely is a problem. It has to be solved.
Yeah,
well, 50% of people murdered.
That do need to be solved.
It's kind of hard to think of the fact that even if you are family members, there has to be some form of care between each other, and it kind of just doesn't make sense that somebody would go as far as to kill somebody that is related to them.
Right, there has to be a reason behind it.
I don't see any reason there could be, or why.
So we don't find it surprising.
I mean, we don't like kill them for fun, though.
No, we do find it surprising. It's just the fact that it's surprising to the fact, like, there's no reason that it should happen. It's surprising that people have somehow found this weird reason that you can actually kill a family member and not think anything of it.
Well, it isn't just a family member, it's a woman. You have to still recognize that. Do you
think
there's anything to advocate for killing your family, for, like, abusing or killing your family member, even though they are women?
Next up, three or more women are murdered in the U.S. by their husbands or boyfriends a day. Is that in the U.S.?
In the U.S.
I think. Does that surprise you?
3 million?
No, three or more.
Oh,
it's just
three
or more. No, that was seven.
I think.
Okay. Anything else?
A couple of more facts. Intimate partner violence accounts for 15% of all violent crime.
That doesn't surprise me, because most crimes are, like, you know, their boyfriend being up with their girlfriend. Most crimes. So that doesn't surprise me, really.
And then one final question. What do you guys think of, like, what did you guys know about this? Did you think that these statistics were so high before we started all of this?
When you say start all this,
like, we started this projects and researching and talking
about
it in class.
No, they're definitely higher than I expected. That's only because of, like from the present stuff, past stuff, it's because we ain't aware about it.
Yeah, it's less talked about than other sort of topics, and sometimes people are more embarrassed to talk about it than anything, so it's kind of just left unsaid, so it's less aware, I guess.
And what do you think we could do to make this issue, like, aware, like speak out, you know? How do we think we can put more attention to the issue, to the people? How do you think we can do that?
Well, when you hear about it, you could try to do your best to figure out how to stop the situation. Let the people that need to know it know, and make sure that, I guess, just make sure that it's heard of. Make sure that the person involved, or the both of the people involved, or the multiple people involved, are being accountable for this and learning that they can't do this.
Do you think we should pay more attention to the gender equality SDG to other SDGs?
pay attention to it more than others?
Yeah, like, should this be our first priority when it comes to the 2030 agenda goals, or...
Well, I do see that we do need to be unified in order to actually...
We
need to complete the SDGs by becoming unified, and we need to be equals and be able to have the same opportunities to change the world in the way that we need to.
Yep.
All right, so what steps would you guys take to try and get this issue resolved faster?
Raising awareness both through social media and public awareness.
Yeah, speaking out, talking to people in your community, and try communicating with legislators and other people that have higher power, and you could kind of try to sway the public's decision, and trying to make them focus more on the issues that go unheard of.
Right.
And then also raising awareness through schools and other...
public programs would be, in my opinion, the best way to do it.
Yeah, but it's not only also awareness. We also got to take action. So that plays a big part. Well, I mean, there's a lot of groups already that are actually trying to help each SDG. And then you can just help by joining them. Or actually, for example, for the abuse, if you see someone on the street, some people don't be caring what they do, so you can just try to help.
Yeah, they just kind of turn a blind eye to it, and that's kind of a situation that you could help with.
Do you guys have any questions that
we'd
like to bring up?
Let me see. Well, this is international, right? So
yeah,
there's a problem everywhere.
It can be everywhere, don't matter.
Do you have any facts, any questions you would like to
talk about? I got some facts. Got some facts about age that I looked up last week. Every year, almost 50,000 teenage girls in Myanmar give birth, according to data. And that's kind of messed up. What else? And I got nearly all young women in Azerbaijan stay have experienced physical abuse. And that's 99.9%, so that's a lot. It's more than 100, damn near.
Yeah, 99%.
It's devastating. As Jason was saying earlier, I'm ashamed to be a man.
Well, I'm not ashamed to be a man, and just certain men need to know how to act.
Well, I'm not ashamed to be a man. I'm ashamed to be of what my gender is doing.
Yeah, might not do anything.
Well, why do you think we do this? Why? How do you think this
serves? Just their
again?
Mindset.
I just feel like they're stronger than
it's more of just a confidence issue. It's overconfident, trying to overpower and be better than everybody else.
Like, they think they look cool enough, but that's just
So, what would you try? If you want to make a difference, what would you try to teach the society about us being how you're not supposed to be ahead of women, or not supposed to be thinking that we are superior to them? How would we implant the idea of that is not the right way, we are supposed to treat them as equals? How do you think we would do that?
I think the first step would just be making sure that they aren't going out without the rights that men have currently. Making sure that they have things such as...
equal pay.
Yeah.
Equal pay.
Making sure the rights are equal, and making sure that...
equal.
It kind of instills the mindset that nobody's better than anybody else.
Right.
Even now, there's still a wage gap, and it's not necessarily anything any man dwells on. It's just something in the back of the mind that... it kind of just makes you think, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing that you can dwell on. It's just something that kind of just comes through without noticing.
One of the CEOs of the Forbes 500 list of most successful companies, majority of them aren't female. there's a huge gap there in the business world, like of executives especially. Like, I'd like to see that gap close to near zero soon, like this. I'd like to come back to what you guys were talking about early, is that how does this SDG need to be valued more over others?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, again, it's like we said,
it's really all about unification.
Yeah, we need unity before we can interact with any of the other SDGs, because if we only have 50% of our race, of our like
population,
of our population just helping with one thing, and like the other 50, like, I'm not saying not participating, but like we're not able to let them help. Like, how are we supposed to like get any help at all?
We kind of gotta choose a select order, and once one falls, it'll become a domino effect. We'll start. Everything will start changing, and we'll make sure that kind of just make sure that everything's kind of being accomplished, because once one falls, everything else is going to follow. And once we have gender equality, we're going to be able to change the race gap and make unity between different races and make sure that things like religion are kind of just not a deciding factor.
And you guys have anything else?
I have just another fact, which is just surprising to me, because in Latin America, every day, at least 12 women are killed just for being a woman, which is just really, like, surprised me. But, like, just today, there was at least 12 women just killed in Latin America.
It's sickening.
Disgusting.
Somebody could just take someone's life because of such a stupid reason as being the opposite gender.
What do you think about that, Tate?
Just think it's sad, just to kill someone just because like they're different gender. It's just like dumb, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You got some facts for us, like, you know.
Any questions you want to ask?
Well, I got like 1 in 3 women in Europe say that they have been physical or sexual abused, and that's like 15 years or like older. So like, you know, some of the facts I have.
Like, they waited to come out about it, or like it's been 15 years since that happened, or?
No, that's like the range, like the age.
Oh.
Yeah.
15 to what?
15 years or older.
For being what?
Yeah.
They're afraid to come out that they have been abused? So you're trying to say? So
no, they have been.
Oh.
You said
yeah,
1 in 3?
Yeah, 1 in 3.
So,
it's like our age group.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all the time we have today. If you guys could join us next time. Thank you.